Hey Anchor Squad, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. And today, we are going to have an open Q&A. And this is NADPOD POMO Day 19, so let's get started.
Good morning, Ms. Eileen. This is Barbara J. Faison of the Why Struggle podcast. I found Anchor while I was on YouTube listening to Roberto Blake, and guess what? He had done a YouTube on Anchor, and on the side, you popped up where you had listed Anchor as well. And I thought, well, Roberto Blake and Ms. Eileen are doing Anchor. I need to check this thing out. And I think that same day I got on Anchor, I had wanted to create something around my book title, podcast, like. And so when I saw how easy it was, I stayed on it, and I'm enjoying every minute of it and enjoying connecting with people like you and so many other great podcasters out there. So thank you for doing your YouTube, because you and Roberto Blake are why I joined Anchor. Thanks, my dear. Bye-bye.
Hey, Barbara, thanks so much for calling in and letting me know that I'm showing up in suggested videos on Roberto Blake. You know, Roberto Blake, if anyone doesn't know Roberto, he's been here on Anchor before, and you can't think about Roberto without thinking about his tagline. So this is a real example of good branding. And his tagline is, create something awesome. And so he is a fantastic YouTuber, and he's got over 200,000 subscribers, and so he's very highly regarded. And he did, you know, do a great Anchor video. It was more of an introduction to Anchor and how you can use it, whereas my tutorials are really in-depth, answering Q&As about, you know, all the features and what you can do and what you can't do with Anchor. So I appreciate you for calling in, and I love being on the sidebar of Roberto Blake.
Hey, Eileen. Really good comments about personal branding. I have a really rough time with that because I have so many interests, and I always think that people aren't going to be interested in everything that I'm interested in. So I split myself into different pieces. Like one is the ketogenic talk, and one is the world harmony, which is sort of the overarching part of me. And then the Snap Days radio, which is specifically about social media. But in the end, they're all part of world harmony, because world harmony is about all the things that we do in the world that are harmonious as far as bringing people together, making us more critical thinkers. I don't know. I haven't figured out how to bring it all together under one roof, or I don't know if I should.
Hey, Allison, thanks for calling in. You know, I think it's really great that you found Anchor, because Anchor is really the perfect place for testing out the different ideas that you have for content. I know I have a similar situation where I talk about blogging, I talk about social media, YouTube, and live streaming. And believe it or not, all those things are not the same audience. Oh yeah, I talk about podcasting too. So you know, Anchor is a great place to actually test that content and see what's resonating with your audience. But I know that sometimes it gets confusing because of the fact that you're using different accounts. So that may be a little something that you want to think about doing. Maybe you would want to do Mondays, you could do Snapchat, or Tuesdays, you could do the World Harmony stuff. You know, that is another option that you can use. It's really all about your approach and how you want to keep it organized so that it's not too stressful for you. I've thought about creating a second account here on Anchor, and I thought, why do it that way? I like to keep everything on the same account, you know? So it's really up to you in terms of how you're going to test out the different ideas. But, you know, because we get those daily digests from Anchor, and also set the expectations of your audience of what you're going to be putting out on each one of those days if you were to just use one account. I think that would be the easiest way to find out which one is resonating the most with your audience. You know, but it all depends upon your goals, Allison. I don't know if you're going to move on to a more structured podcast in iTunes or if you're only going to podcast here with Anchor. So call in, let me know if you still have more questions, and it's definitely worth a brainstorming session. So we can always do that over on Facebook, and I'm so glad we're connected over there. Bye for now, and have a wonderful day.
Eileen, long time no see. Nazim here from Kazakiezi Talent Notes. Yeah, I'm liking Anchor, but I look at the numbers and very few people listen to my station. Nobody wants to know anything about Italy. Or, I don't know. But anyway, I keep going at it. I'm seriously thinking of doing podcasting with this, but if the numbers are low, I might cry in my sleep. So I need to get some espresso maybe, or something like that. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, Nazim, it's your girl, Miss Eileen, and I feel your pain. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the engagement or the numbers that you're seeing here on Anchor, because I don't know what you're seeing. But I do know that your topic is probably a tough one here because we do have a lot of U.S.-based people, and I don't know if you're ever doing your episodes in Italian, if that would make a difference. But with that said, if I were to do a podcast about Philadelphia, I don't think I would get that much traction here on Anchor either. So it's a conundrum. I don't know what the answer is, but I did want to acknowledge that you called in and let you know I've been thinking about you. So hang in there, honey. Maybe we need to switch up your topic or your format. Talk to you. This next call in is from Uni. I ran into Uni over on the Anchor support website. She was asking about deleting a segment, and I actually left her a written response there and letting her know that you got to be very cautious about deleting segments. I didn't know if the segment was part of a podcast or not, but just a heads up to everybody, if you have a segment and for some reason, you know, you made some kind of boo-boos and you just want to delete it, if it's part of a podcast, once you delete that segment, it is deleted from the podcast. Don't think, oh, my podcast is already published, I can go ahead and delete this. No, you can't delete the call-ins. You can't delete any content without it being deleted from your podcast episodes. So proceed with caution. And here was the feedback that I got from Uni after I left her a call in, and I also responded through text over on the Anchor support page. Oh, and by the way, if you ever do have a support question for Anchor, it would be support.anchor.fm. That's the Anchor support page. But you know, you can always call me, you can always call Avi over at Ask Avi, or any one of your other friendly Anchor mates. Okay, here's Uni.
Hi, Leanne. Wow, this app is really awesome. Thank you for your feedback. In the meantime, I figured that you were right. You have to be careful with like deleting it. But I was just like browsing through the web and just doing something, and then I realized like, oh, now everybody can hear my boo-boos as you say it. So that's why, because you can't drag and drop, I was like, okay, I'm going to delete everything except the sound bits that I'm happy with, and I'm going to start chronically from there on. Wow, this is really special. I'm sorry, I was interrupted. So that's what I did, and interesting to know, I could not find how to delete it on my Android phone, so I had to call in my assistant who deleted the segments via her iPhone, which is iOS, I suppose. So thank you so much for your help. This is really cool. And see you along. And good luck with your thing.
Must be pretty cool to have an assistant that goes in and manages your Anchor account for you. I gotta look into that. I think I need one of those. I'm just kidding, Uni. But for anyone who still needs to know how to delete a segment, I don't know that it's that much different on Android because I'm on the iPhone. My Android phone died. But what you need to do is go to your Stations tab. Find that segment that you want to delete, and you should see three dots somewhere next to that segment. On the iPhone, it's over on the right-hand side. When you click on those three dots, you see two options: change caption or delete. That's it. And probably Anchor will prompt you and say, are you sure you want to delete this? Because it gets deleted forever. So anyway, if anybody else has questions about segment management, give me a call, or maybe we can get an assistant to help us out with that. Okay, guys, I got one more call in to play. Another thing I noticed when I went back through my archives is just how much I've changed and evolved even as a speaker here since I started using this app. And it's one of the benefits that's probably unsung by most of you guys. If you really think about the content and how you started presenting your content when you first came on, especially if you came on a few months back, it has just evolved and blossomed. And you may find yourself speaking more fluently, more off the cuff. And I absolutely love Anchor for that purpose. But one thing I do want to remind you as well, as you're digging through the crates, think about ways that you could have made some of your content better. Is there a fun story that you could have told? Is there a time when you may have been just a little too wordy? You know, or maybe a little TMI, you know, too much information. Even though we say don't hold back, sometimes you just need to hold back. You know what I'm saying? All right, like me, I need to hold back on the jokes, but that's okay. I'm going to go with it this time. So you call in and let me know if there's some times when you wish you would have edited, or if there was something that you could have added to give your content a little bit more flavor, a little bit more personality.
Girl, it's Kelly. I completely 100% agree with you. I go back and listen to some of my very first anchors and I'm all, wow, things are a little bit different. It's a little bit more polished, or I don't know. I just feel like it is that progression, which is one of the reasons I love apps like this, because it really helps everyone who use them to become more effective communicators and get more comfortable with that. So I think it is a stepping stone to better communication, as well as if you want to get into video or public speaking or podcasting or whatever. It's been a really big treat to be a part of that process for myself, as well as just hear other people progress. So I'm with you on the whole progression of using Anchor. So there you go.
Zen proverb: obstacles do not block the path, they are the path.
Miss Eileen, you are my anchor dream. Miss Eileen, you are the queen. Miss Eileen, you're like Anchor ice cream. I can't think of anything else that rhymes with Eileen.
Tim time, you are too much. Thank you. But I have some ideas for you. Check this out. How about green, clean, machine, scene, sheen, jean, teen, Halloween, you know, that's coming up, so get ready. And last but not least, hygiene. Thank you. Love you.
It's your girl, Eileen. It's your girl, Eileen. It's your girl, Eileen. Eileen, it's your girl, Eileen.
This past Wednesday, I gave a presentation called Social Media 101, where we talked about using Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to attract your ideal client. And when we were talking about YouTube, this question came in from Khalid.
So what are you using to make your graphics for, like, your thumbnail?
Great question about YouTube thumbnails. So let's get into this a little bit. First, I want to say something about YouTube thumbnails and how important they are to your discovery on YouTube. Hopefully, you've got a great title and you've got a great description for your video. So what happens when someone comes to YouTube, they get presented with a bunch of different videos they could be watching, whether it's on the homepage or their subscription feed, or perhaps they search for something. Your thumbnail is important because that's what sends the signal to that person, yeah, I need to click on that one and watch that video. So your thumbnail should be clickable. And one of the things that you can do to make that thumbnail clickable is to put your picture on the cover. And one of the tools that I use to do that is, first, I take a bunch of pictures of myself, right? I wait until I have a good hair day. Usually, it's when I come home from the hairdresser on hashtag super cute Saturday. And I just take a tons of pictures. I take maybe 20, 30 pictures of myself. And I pick the best ones. And I'll use a tool called Clipping Magic. That's CLIPPINGmagic.com. And it's a really cool online tool. It costs about $4 a month that helps you remove the background from pictures. So I do that. So then I just have my face there and I've got some kind of expression on my face. Usually it's happy, but it also could be a little puzzled or a little concerned or just one where I'm, you know, maybe smirking or something like that, because you want to get somebody's attention. Then you want to use a nice chunky text so that people can quickly understand what your video is about. And you don't want the text to be too small where they can't read it on their phone. So I actually use Photoshop, but I know most folks don't have Photoshop. So let's just say PicMonkey is a great resource for doing that. But also, we talked about TubeBuddy the other day. TubeBuddy has built-in tools to help you with creating thumbnails. And one of the things that you can do is add that overlay, because remember, you already have your image with no background, and then you can add a solid color background, or maybe a gradient color background with your chunky text and maybe your logo on it. And you can use TubeBuddy. They have a built-in thumbnail creator. Now, there's one more tool that I didn't tell you guys about yet, but now is a perfect time. And that's Morning Fame. Morning Fame is not going to help you create your thumbnails, but it's going to help you evaluate your thumbnails. It's another YouTube optimization tool. And you guessed it, eileen.link/Morning Fame. Morning Fame, one of the unique features that Morning Fame does, within 24 hours after you've posted your video, it's going to send you an email and say, these are the other videos that come up in YouTube search. Which thumbnail would you click on? And it'll be your thumbnail compared to 4 or 5 others. So even if that thumbnail, you feel like, wait, maybe they will click on that other person's thumbnail, then that's the time for you to tweak yours. You can go back into PicMonkey. Maybe you need to have a little bit more contrast between the colors of your font, or maybe that font wasn't big enough or legible enough for people to read it on their mobile phones. So that was a bunch of tools there. And so I really hope that you guys, you know, call in if you have any questions about them, if I went too fast, if you missed anything, and just know that thumbnails are super important to your success on YouTube. So don't forget Morning Fame. That's eileen.link/morningfame. And I also need to give a shout out to Better Than Success. The artist over there, Brianna, she actually makes the templates that I edit over in Photoshop. So don't want to forget Brianna and Better Than Success. Well, that about wraps up today's episode. And speaking of YouTube, I just came off an amazing YouTube live stream where I talked about podcast hosting. And of course, I mentioned Anchor. I want to thank everyone who came out to the live stream. You guys are amazing. Special shout out to Rob Greenlee from Spreaker. You guys should definitely follow Rob. That's spelled G-R-E-E-N-L-E-E. So it's Greenlee with two E's. Follow him on Twitter and just connect with him wherever you can. He is an icon in the podcasting industry, and I was so honored that he popped into my live stream today. And with that, guys, tomorrow I got more questions from you guys waiting in the queue. And so I'll be taking them tomorrow. So be sure you tune in and stick around, because I may be calling in to your station. I still got a lot of questions in me and a lot of shout outs to give. So just stay there, because I might be calling you. Okay, bye for now.